Robert Sproul Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
So the joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. I am so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed.
That's pretty good, Dayton.
I have so many skills.
Sleeping is your best one?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to jump into this week's big word of the week. This week's big word of the week is presented by The Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is audacity. Audacity is a willingness to take bold risks. Audacity is spelled A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. Dayton, what does audacity mean to you?
Well, it means that you're like willing to do something and to take risks. Wow. Very strong risks.
Okay. We're gonna run into this week's tech fact, which Dayton will also tell us about.
The tech fact is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. You cannot reserve a Bitcoin transaction or be forced to pay.
So, like, you can just take the Bitcoin and leave? Not pay? I'm confused.
No.
Can you explain it to me? Like,
so, like, a Bitcoin pay, when you pay it, you can't reverse it. So you have to be, and so you're forced to pay.
Oh, that makes sense now. Oh, okay. Thanks for explaining that. Okay, now we're going to sprint into this week's book recommendation, which is another segment Dayton will want to tell us about.
Book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Today's book recommendation is Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. Discovered in the attic in which she spent the last years of her life, Anne Frank's remarkable diary has since become a world classic, powerful reminder of the horrors of war and an eloquent testament to the human spirit. In 1942, with Nazis occupying Holland, a 13-year-old Jewish girl and her family fled their home in Amsterdam and went into hiding.
Wow. So it's like the diary of her, like all, like,
yeah, because she wrote this stuff down while she was in hiding.
That's cool. That's a really good book recommendation. And if you would like to send us in a book recommendation or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Now it is time for this week's famous woman. This week's famous woman is Marie Curie. Marie Curie was born November 7th of 1867. She was destined for greatness, as she did not change the world once, not once, but twice. She founded the new science of radioactivity, and her discoveries launched effective cures for cancer. So, she is a person that helped, that her discoveries from a long time ago still affect us today. So, yes. I think that that's really cool.
I'm pretty sure she won 2 Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow. Did not know that. More facts from Dayton.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to speed walk into this week's quote of the week, which Dayton will also inform us about.
Quote of the week is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Be less curious about people and more curious about ideas, said by Marie Curie.
So, to me, that means, like, you should, you like, use your knowledge to think about, like information or ideas, like you said. I don't know. What do you think of it, Dayton?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, kind of what you think, like, like, don't really pay attention to humans and, like, more pay attention to your ideas.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's time for the final segment in this week's show. It is Random Acts of Kindness. Let someone go in front of you in line. So, like, no matter where you're in line, doesn't matter. Maybe you're at
Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you're at the cafeteria and some kid's really hungry and he's like, I'm hungry. And you're like, oh, you can go in front of me. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then he gets his food and he's happy.
Or if you're not a kid, maybe you could do it at IKEA.
Or anywhere else that you are that requires you to be in a line.
Like a drive-thru?
Just pull your car in front of mine.
Yeah. That might work, too. And when you send in these things to us, you could win cool prizes like Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Wow.
Stickers.
Hot dog.
Oh, that's a new one. T-shirts.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
That's pretty cool.
Cars.
Yay.
Sent right to your house.
Yeah, you get them right to your house.
Fresh.
All you need to do is contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com.
We definitely don't get them from stores and let people skip us in line.
But yeah, you can win any of those cool prizes.
And much more.
Including gift cards.
Yes.
That's the thing that people like.
Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Are the most common. Yes. But anyway, I start to wrap this podcast. We'd like to give some shout outs to some people who just listen to our podcast and just talk, you know, contacted us at brothersbro@outlook.com and got rewarded. Jaden is a senior basketball player at Olympic High School and recently got a scholarship to Cape Fear in Cape Fear, North Carolina.
Jalen McGill for a UNCC basketball team.
Nick Kazaza, who took his college to the NCAA D3 basketball tournament in the second game, which is the first time that's ever happened in his school's history.
Drew Howell, who got third place in Pennsylvania's high school state wrestling championship. And Steve Rankin.
See you guys. Oh, wait. Gotta give a shout out to the people who make us possible. This week our song was Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor. And our producer / director, BL Self.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray.
And our therapy dog, Petey.
Cause what we do without a therapy dog. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your sheetbelt. When you get to blue.